For complications and comorbidities, we have hypovolemia and oligemia, which can cause acute kidney injury. Other is hypoalbuminemia in the acute episode because of the sudden loss of the plasma protein into the tissues and intestinal malabsorption. Hypocalcemia may arise as a consequence of hypoalbuminemia and malabsorption. Because of this intestinal malabsorption, the absorption of therapeutic drugs may also be impaired. Besides this, there might be abnormality of the liver enzyme. Cholestatic jaundice may also develop because of the neutrophilic cholangitis. Others are psoriasis-associated aseptic pneumonitis, which can lead to ARDS, which will present with the rapidly deteriorating dyspnea and hypoxia in the absence of infection and response to oral corticosteroids. Added infection can complicate generalized pustular psoriasis such as staphylococcal infection. Staphylococcus aureus may occasionally be grown from pustules, although we know that the pustules and the acute generalized pustular psoriasis are sterile. The staphylococcus aureus, that's why it's rarely detected from the blood cultures. If generalized pustular psoriasis lasts more than a few days, then it can also lead to hair loss from all of the areas of the body. Telogen effluvium may also develop 2 to 3 months after the height of illness. Amyloidosis is a rare complication.